Let's begin in child's pose. Hips on the heels, forehead on the floor. Relax the shoulders, soften the hips. Close the eyes. Allow the lips to softly press and just take a few moments to connect to the breath. And this really is the essence of the practice. Getting calm, getting quiet, moving inward, kind of releasing everything externally to connect with as much as we can internally. And we just become sensitized to the breath in such a way that even as we draw the breath in and we experience that filling our lungs, we feel the body softly lift, and on the exhales we feel our bodies relax. And to really connect oneself, tether oneself to the experience, and then to kind of connect to that quality, and as we start to move a little bit quicker and challenge ourselves a little bit deeper, that we don't forget this quality of being in this very nurturing moment. So just soften things up. Allow yourself to be supple. And again, just ride that breath, that oceanic quality of breathing. And then we're going to just take a couple of breaths together. So just exhale everything for a moment. And then take a deep, 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 deep inhale and hold the breath. And then exhale, ha. Exactly, just like that. And we kind of use that where we will connect all of us in the same way at the same time, in the same moment with that breath. And then yet we move individually in the same direction, but in relationship to our own individual breath. Because the practice is about ourselves. And let's take one more deep breath. One, two, three. Full lungs, a little bit deeper than the one previous to it. Hold the breath. And then exhale. Ha. And let's go ahead and curl our toes under and press our hips up high and our heels low so that we're in downward facing dog. And go ahead and spread the fingers wide. The hands are shoulder width. The feet are hip width. Engage the core, and then bring a little bit of movement into the moment by bending the right knee, the left knee, maybe moving the head side to side or coming to the tops of your toes. Whatever little movement you can bring to connect yourself a little bit kinesthetically before we start to move. And then gently just go ahead and return into down dog, and let's kind of go over it just a little bit. Make sure the fingers are spread wide so that you can really distribute some of the weight and it's not all held in the wrists. And then go ahead and squeeze through those arms so that you're pressed out of the shoulders and you're not collapsing in the shoulders. The neck is long, right? The neck is soft. Abs are engaged, and you transition that weight toward the heels. Heart toward the thighs, face soft. And on your next inhale, pick up your right leg, point it toward the back of the room, and just first create the experience of lengthening, full body stretch, extending and stretching. And then to the degree that you can, lift it a little bit higher so long as it doesn't become aggressive. And at any point in time you feel like flipping open that hip or bending the knee just to bring a different feeling into the moment, then feel free to do that. And let that breath still remain fluid flowing. And then go ahead and lengthen out that leg one more time. And on the inhale, lift. And on the exhale, lower. Following your breath on the next inhale, float your left leg up. And again, creating that lengthening, extending, stretching. With a soft face, a relaxed jaw, no tension, right? And at any point in time, if you wish, flip open that hip, bend the knee, right? That's not required by any means, it's just an opportunity. And then gently go ahead and extend it long, and on your next inhale, lift, and on the exhale, release. Just very simple movements just to bring ourselves together, body, breath, and movement. soften the knees and glance forward and gently step forward in between your hands. And on your next inhale, take a half lift. Lengthen, decompress the spine. On the exhale, forward fold. Feet together so that the toes and heels touch. Inhale, breathing. Draw the arms up, palms press, press into the heels, lift through the heart, reach through the arms. Gently draw the arms back, nothing too extreme. And then on the exhale, hinge at the hips, firm belly, and flow forward, lengthening as you go. The neck is soft, feet remain touching, and take a deep inhale and draw the arms up again, lifting a little bit higher, pressing the hips forward a little bit further. And on your exhale, hinge and flow forward, firm belly to preserve the back. Third time, on your inhale, lift, lengthen, glance back, lower, middle, and upper back, back bending, releasing the front as well. And on the exhale, ha. On your inhale, take a half lift. On your exhale, walk it back or just gently step back to plank, upper push-up position. Spread the fingers wide, wrist, elbow, shoulder stacked, the core is engaged. Long through the neck. On your inhale, lift out of the shoulders. On the exhale, lower, slow and smooth, elbows in close. Following that breath, draw forward into up dog. Open the chest, ears out of the shoulders, tops the feet on the floor, and then curl the toes under on the exhale. Engage the core. It's not just an arm movement, not just upper body. Engage that core as you transition into down dog. Middle fingers and middle toes are facing forward. On your next inhale, glide right leg up. And on the exhale, float the right foot through. Release your left heel down. Arms sweep up into warrior one. Pause here for just a moment. Square the hips and shoulders. Soften the face. And then create a moment of calmness. The same level and quality of calmness you had in child's pose. Softening the features of your face. Glance at the hands on the next inhale and gently draw the arms back. And on the exhale, release down and forward. Flow low, strong, draw forward, open heart space, lift. And on the exhale, curl and sweep the hips up, draw the heels down. And on your next inhale, glide left leg up. And on your exhale, bring left foot through. Arms sweep up into warrior one, soften the face, square hips and shoulders, the knee is stacked over the ankle, drawing that Uddiyata Bandha, lift through the heart, soften the face, keep that knee bent, glance up at your hands, and on the next inhale, lower left hip, draw the arms back, exhale, dive forward, and just keep it smooth and fluid, not forced. Listen for, feel for the breath at what brings you through this practice. Let's just take another collective inhale. One, two, three. Deep, 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 deep. Inhale and hold the breath. Exhale. Sweet. On your inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, right foot through. Arms up, palms pressed, glance back. And on the exhale, release down and forward. So you're connecting to your breath and your body's responding to your breath. And just flow from your right side to the left side. And you'll bring your left leg up in conjunction with your breath. And you'll bring it through. And then just arms flow up. You don't have to slow down for anybody. You don't have to hurry along for anybody. You're the only body you're concerned with. And after you've done that left side, just transition through your flow into down dog. And when you get into down dog, close the eyes and connect deeply to the breath. And we close the eyes in down dog. It's an active pose, so don't rest in it. Don't collapse in it, right? And we close the eyes in down dog to kind of take away the emphasis away from the periphery, away from the extremities, and bring it right here to the heart of this practice, the breath of this practice. And then soften your knees, glance forward, walk or lightly jump. And on the inhale, take a half lift. Chin away from chest, sternum away from navel, lengthen. Exhale, forward fold. Separate the feet approximately hip width. And then inhale, breathing, hips down, arms up, chair pose. Spread the fingers, squeeze the elbows straight. Make sure the knees are directly over your ankles and the toes are parallel. The feet are parallel so they don't start to crease out or in. Palms face each other. Now soften the face and focus on your breath. And as we kind of allow some of the stamina to be developed, right? Stay responsive and connected to the breath. Don't get reactive. It gets a little edgy. We get things edgy so that you can practice maintaining that sense of harmony or equanimity through that momentary stress, through that challenge. Stay with it. Now soften the face and as best as possible, just create a peaceful moment in the midst of this effort. And then on your next inhale, lower the hips, draw the biceps back, and then dive forward, hips high, head low. On your inhale, take a nice half lift, really draw long. And on the exhale, just flow and release that. And jump back and go. Flow low, draw high. And when you get into down dog, as we combine this body, breath, and movement, this movement with this breath, we generate some internal heat to make things pliable and accessible, to move safely and deeply. And on your next inhale, right leg up. And on your exhale, bring right foot through. Flow seamlessly into warrior one. And then on your exhale, release into warrior two. Right arm forward and left arm back. And then right knee is over the right ankle. The outer edge of your left foot is squeezing the floor. Draw up on that left quad knee. Tuck the tailbone under. Draw the navel in. Lift through the heart. Reach through the arms. The shoulders are pressed down, although you're lifting through the crown of the head. Now soften the face. It's a very powerful pose. Engage those core muscles while simultaneously lifting through the heart and reaching through the hands. On your next inhale, draw the breath in nice and deep and full. And on your exhale, windmill the arms down and flow. And then just flow from your right side to your left side. So higher to lower and then smooth transition on your own breath. You'll sweep up into warrior one and then you'll glide into warrior two. Take a few moments to kind of clean up the dynamics of the pose. You know, and without getting too anal about it, what I mean by that is not forcing, not muscling, not fighting. There's nothing to compare with or compete with in here. This is just about my own individual experience of my own body and my own breath. So make sure that that tailbone's tucked under and you're drawing firm in through the core and you're lifting through the heart and reaching through the arms. Now soften the face, right? And then take a nice deep inhale. And on your exhale, windmill the arms down and flow. And then you're going to flow from your left side to your right side on your own. Right? So you'll go into warrior one. You'll glide into warrior two. You'll take one deep breath in warrior two. And you'll bring it down and flow. So go right into your right side. Warrior one, warrior two. And when you get into warrior two and it's kind of cleaned up, take one deep breath and then flow down and go to your left side. One breath and flow. And go into your left side. And after you've done that left side, you'll continue on to the right side. And you'll go into warrior one, warrior two on your right side. And I want you to pause in warrior two on your right side. And just because I'm kind of talking a little bit ahead of your movement, that's on purpose. I want you to know in which direction we're going to be heading. It's not meant to push you along. It's not meant to get you to hurry up, right? But we're all moving differently, so I got to stay just a little bit ahead of where we're at. So when you get into that right side in Warrior Two, calm, close the eyes the moment you've cleaned it up. We bring this meditative component into the practice where all we do for a few moments in Warrior Two right now is witness our own breath and breathing. Right? And on the inhales, I just want you to think inhale, and on the exhale, think exhale, and then get connected to the experience of what's happening in this chest area, the lungs, the heart, as they expand and contract, right? And the face stays serene. Listen for the breath. Feel for the breath. This life force. And then with eyes closed, one, two, three, take a very deep, deep, deep inhale and hold the breath. Exhale, ha. Eyes open, right palm face up. Reach forward and keep the hip low and come into reverse warrior. Good. So that right knee is bent almost 90 degrees if you can bring that hip down. And then just gently rotate that right palm face down toward the inner thigh. Squeeze that right elbow straight. Spread those fingers and reach. And you'll feel this tug through the ribs. And just create a nice length and hold it there for. Reach long, three, two, inhale, go deep, and then release low. Right hand to the inside of the right foot, flat on the floor, left arm up. Good. Spread the fingers, two shoulders in one line. Glance up at the left hand, spread the fingers. And actively, you're squeezing that left foot into the floor, drawing up on the left knee, in through the navel, long through the sternum, right? Now inhale, reach through the left hand, and then gently release the left bicep over the left ear, palm face down. And just get this nice tug along the ribs, over the hip and the left ankle. Squeeze the left elbow straight, soften the face. And if you can do so, bring the emphasis in the right foot and draw both arms long. And squeeze the elbows straight and spread the fingers wide. Soften the face. On the next inhale, reach and draw arms back and release. Left hand down next to right foot and right arm up. Good. Spread the fingers. Feel. Breathe. Listen for the breath. Breathe into the right hip. And on the next inhale, gently float open right shoulder. And on the exhale, release right hand down. Draw it in front of your leg around and through so you bring it counterclockwise. Grab the front of that shin or ankle with both hands. Relax the neck and bring that forehead toward the ankle. Now listen, breathe a little louder. I want you to hear your own breathing. Right? As things get a little intense, bring your breath into the moment, right? Not your mind. Take a deep, deep, deep inhale. And on your exhale, release your right arm underneath the leg and your left arm behind the back. And you can bind those and then gently flow open. Roll open that left shoulder. Just stay there for right now. Look over the left shoulder. That's it. Soften the face. Deepen the breath. Four. Roll open. Three. Last chance. Two. Release. Both hands down, both legs back, and flow strongly. I mean, if we're going to develop the capacity to move that centeredness into, you know, stressful situations, we have to create somewhat stressful situations in which to kind of bring that awareness and that capacity into the present. So things get a little edgy in here. They're supposed to. And when it get edgy, don't get reactive. Just stay responsive to your own well-being and connected to your own breath. And on your next inhale, glide left leg up. And on the exhale, bring left foot through. And you'll do warrior one. Glide into warrior two. And once you've cleaned it up, remember we close the eyes We pull in this meditative quality, this witnessing, and the witnessing is devoid of expectation, judgments, right? Just observe quietly, calmly. You kind of transcend the moment and just notice and witness the breath. Soften your face, feel fully. And then together, one, two, three, we'll take a deep sacred inhale and hold the breath. And then exhale, ha. Left palm face up, glide the ribs over the thigh, keep the hip low and bring it over the top. And you'd be surprised. I'm going to tell you, there's something people can do that has a wonderful effect. And that is if you just smile through your practice. You know, that you kind of, not even that it's not all stressed out, that you just soften it up and you just smile. I mean, you're doing something that's in your own best interest for your own well-being. You might as well be happy about it. Lower that left hip. Breathe into that left hip, pull through the ribs, glance at the left fingers, and on the next inhale, draw long, and on the exhale, release slow. Left hand to the inside of the left foot, right hand up, spread the fingers, glance. Good. And again, we have multiple flows of energy. The outer edge of the foot is squeezing, the knee is drawing up, the navel is drawing in, the sternum is drawing long. Right? Simultaneously. Now, inhale, reach through the right fingers and release your right bicep over the right ear. Soften the face. Don't drop the chin. Notice the breath and just smooth it out a little bit. Place the emphasis in your left foot. And if you can do so, bring both arms long so that the biceps frame the face without dropping the chin. Try to scoop the left shoulder a little forward so the shoulders and the knee stack. And on the next inhale, reach and draw arms back, release. Right hand down and left hand up. Don't restrict the breath. Keep it fluid and flowing. When things get stressful, if you get kind of mental, you forget about the breath, right? And you get this conversation you had. What needs to occur is getting connected to the breath. And on your next inhale, floating open left shoulder without jamming and release. Left hand down, bring it in front of your leg, around and through. And then stay calm. Breathe. Feel that left hip, right? Breathe a little louder. Oh, okay. When I know you can hear me, we can go to the next thing. That's so nice of you. Take one more inhale, and on your exhale, release your left arm underneath the left leg. Bind and just glide long and roll open, right? Soften the face. Smile. You know, this is the same place about, well, it's 12:25 now, so at about 11:45, you couldn't wait to get to do your yoga. You're doing it. Are you loving it as much as you wanted it? Hold it there, 4, 3, roll open, 2, long, release. Both hands down, both legs back. Close your eyes and down dog. And you just bring your full awareness fully into the moment. Why? Because you're worth it. And you don't need to fix any kind of relationships right now or balance any kind of accounts or none of that nonsense. You ain't traveling in this moment. Be here. We'll just let down dog kind of move in you and inspire you. You're pressing away from the floor. And on your next inhale, take a deep, 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 deep inhale and then get absolutely silent. Exhale. Soften the knees and glance forward. Walk or lightly jump. And on your inhale, take a half lift. And on the exhale, forward fold. Feet together, toes and heels touch. Inhale, breathing. Hips down, arms up. Thunderbolt pose. Lower those hips, feet together, soften the face. That tailbone is going down and away, the navel's going in, you're lifting through the heart, reaching through the arms, but the shoulders are still drawn down, they're not hunched up. Now soften the face, and on the next inhale, lower the hips, squeeze the elbows straight, and on the exhale, hands to heart center. As you bring the hands down, lift through the heart without lifting the hips. On your inhale, upper body back, little compression in the lower lumbar. On the exhale, sweep into a spinal twist, left elbow over right knee, thumbs in the center of the chest as best as possible, and staying calm. The breath doesn't get erratic, choppy, strained, or held. The face stays serene. And then if you wish, you can release left hand down and right hand up. If not, just stay where you're at. If you want to bind, you can bind. Whatever you're doing, the breath is fluid and you're doing it consciously. Hold it there, four. Float open, three, two. Release, come back to center. On the inhale, lower hips, upper body back, and then gently right elbow. The jaw is soft, the lips are gently pressed. And then gently, if you wish to release into flyaway, do so or bind, either or both, whichever. Hold it there, four. Hold it there, three. Two. Gently come back to center. Lower the hips, upper body back, and release hips high, head low. On your inhale, take a half lift. On the exhale, step it back to plank. So we get a good plank, and the key is make sure those wrists are, everything's lined up, right? And we're going to move into side plank or arm balancing. So roll over to your right side where your right wrist and right ankle are in one line. Keep the hips up and the shoulders in one line and stay lifted out of the right shoulder. Good. Now, if you've got a stable place, go ahead and lift the left leg, bring your left bicep over the left ear, palm face down, and lengthen and pull long, five. Reach, four, three, two, release, roll the toes, and then left side. And keep those hips lifted and stay lifted out of the left shoulder. And if it's appropriate for you, lift that right leg and right bicep over the right ear. If it's too extreme, you release the left knee down. Right? Stay with this. Five, four, three, two, one. Slowly transition into plank upper push-up. Now listen carefully, because people usually look up because they think, I don't know what I'm saying. So we're in upper push-up plank, or they think they heard it wrong. Alright, so we're in upper push-up plank. Take your right hand and take it straight out in front of you in line with your right shoulder. And then take your left foot and take it straight behind you in line with your left hip. And then engage the core, level the hips and shoulders, soften the face, lengthen, release. Opposite. Left hand forward, right leg back. Stay with it. Squeeze that left arm straight. I know it's not easy. Soften the face. Lengthen. Four, three, two. Release to plank. Upper push. Okay. So upper push-up plank. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower halfway. And then just squeeze it out to upper push-up plank. Inhale, lift. And then lower two-thirds. and then squeeze it out. I know. Inhale, lift, lower to just above the floor and squeeze it out. Even if you have to use your knees, only use them as much as necessary. So we're in upper push-up plank. All right. Get those hips up. Don't collapse in the lower lumbar. Hold it there. Now what I want you to do is engage the core. Pull up on the knees as you softly press through the heels. Soften the face. Stay lifted out of your shoulders. On the inhale, lift and then flow. Down dog, Cindy. I know, there's a few looks. Well, like, geez, if Cindy's dying, I mean, what does he expect me to do? Down dog's what I expect. So we're in down dog. We're going to do just a big sigh, okay? So one, two, three, deep, 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 deep inhale, and then ha. On your next inhale, right leg up. And on your exhale, right foot through. Keep the left toes forward, left heel back. Sweep the arms up, palms pressed. Square the hips and shoulders. Now look at her left foot. Lower the hips. Navel in, lift through the heart, soften the face, get calm. Try and squeeze the elbows a little straighter. On the next inhale, lower the hips, squeeze the elbows. On the exhale, draw the hands down, lower this hip. On the inhale, upper body back, exhale, left elbow over right knee, thumbs in the center of the chest. Look over that right shoulder, up toward the ceiling, and roll up in that shoulder. That's it. Keep your legs strong. That's good. Stay calm. If you want to do a flyaway, you can go for that. If you want to do a bind, you can explore that. For four, three, roll open, two, release. Come back to center. Take a nice inhale, upper body back, and bring it down. Jump up. Just flow. Forget it. Just flow. I'm not going to have you do no jumping today. And then left foot up, left foot through. That rear foot, just like that's it, perfect. And about hip width, that'll help bring those hips around. Good, draw the navel in, squeeze elbows straight, exhale, hands to heart center. On the inhale, upper body back, exhale, right elbow over left knee, thumbs in the center of the chest. Stay calm, right? Stay with it. Now, lips are softly pressed, breath is fluid and even, nose, throat, breathing. If you want to do a flyaway or a bind, you can do that. And just because you did it yesterday doesn't mean you should do it today. You really create the practice today for today, not yesterday's practice again. Hold it there, three. Hold it there, two. One, release. Come back to center. Take a nice inhale on the exhale. Both hands down, both legs back. Flow. Down dog. Neck is soft, head is heavy. Feet are hip width. Spread the finger. There you go. I want you to notice whether you can just stay committed to, connected with your breath as we just kind of stay here actively in downward dog. Right? That if any kind of thoughts kind of arise, you let them pass by like clouds in the sky and go right back to my breath. And just notice and witness. If things get a little edgy, be with the edginess of it, right? You know, that you don't even resist it, that you don't hide it, conceal it. that you just be with whatever's authentically your experience. And we do this occasionally, where we'll just hold down dog until I see people not going into child's pose, like they're determined they won't go down. It doesn't matter how much they shake violently, they can hold it, by golly, I'm not going down. I can hold this for a very long time. Just watch. Notice your breath. See, child's pose is a very smart place to go, you know? That you'd start taking the initiative, facilitating the wisdom and intelligence that comes with acting in your own best interest. Right? So that at any point in time in a yoga class you need a break, you simply take one. And then lean into it deeply. You know, with that same depth that you lean into the postures with. Soften the knees and glance forward. Walk or lightly jump. And on your inhale, take a half lift. And on the exhale, forward fold. And if you would, just allow the head to go a little bit side to side. I don't want you to do any kind of extreme stretch. I just want you to allow there to be a range of movement and motion so that any tension that may have kind of developed or hasn't developed but still as residual from before class, you just have the opportunity to let it go. Good. Feet together, toes and heels touch. Inhale, breathing, feet together. Inhale, breathing, hips down, stomach on your thighs, chest on your knees, arms straight out in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Good. And try not to round the spine. Try to flatten that spine out. Release your index fingers. Good. Hold it there. Now listen carefully, because it's definitely challenging and it's just a very little amount of movement that's going to occur. On your next inhale, reach long and gently pull just the chest off your knees so the stomach stays seamed to the thighs. It's a very difficult place. We're trying to get in the very thoracic, the very center of the spine. So keep the hips down. And on your next inhale, lift again and hold. And on the next inhale, squeeze and lift, release. On your inhale, take a half lift. On your exhale, step it back to plank. What I want you to do is get a nice, you know, nice strong plank. And then I want you to flow as smoothly and seamlessly as you possibly can. And so what sometimes will occur as the class starts to develop and move on is that things get very mechanical. They become to get very rigid. And I want you to keep the idea that this isn't a very organic, you know, process, that there's some suppleness and that the postures are active, but they're not rigid, they're not mechanical by nature, right? The movement with intention, right? The movement without intention is just going through the motions, and you're not here to just go simply through the motions. Soften your knees, glance forward, walk or lightly jump. On your inhale, take a half lift. On the exhale, forward fold. Separate the feet about hip width. On the next inhale, draw the arms all the way up, shoulder width. And then glance up, spread the fingers, inhale, press into the heels, lift through the heart, and flow forward. On the inhale, take a half lift, and then jump back, flow smoothly, right? With intention. And when you get into down dog, soften the knees and glance forward. Walk or lightly jump. You'll take a half lift. You'll release, feet are hip width. Inhale, arms all the way up. Press through the heels, reach through the fingers. Hinge. And then go ahead and do a half lift and jump back, flow. Land lightly as you jump.
Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. 'Cause I don't need boxes wrapped in strings and designer love and empty things. Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days.
We're in down dog, everybody. Armpits toward the ankles. Take a deep, 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 deep inhale and hold the breath. Exhale. Soften the knees, glance forward and release to all fours. On the next inhale, right hand forward, left leg straight back. Good. Right hand forward, left leg back. Bring the breath to the forefront of your awareness and you'll feel the stretch along the ribs, along the hip, and lengthen and draw up without jamming. Soften the face, lips gently pressed. Draw the breath in a little bit more. If you're feeling challenged, bring that breath in more. And on the inhale, lift the arm and thigh, the leg. Keep the face soft and lift the thigh, lift the arm. Spread the fingers, keep the elbow straight, keep the head straight. Inhale, lift and right arm to the right, left leg around to the left. And nobody's butt above their hip. Hold it there. Stay lifted out of your left shoulder. Inhale, lift. Left leg back, right hand forward. Draw in the navel. Draw long through the fingers and toes. Inhale, lift. Bend the left knee. Grab the foot and softly kick away. The head is straight. The chin is level. And softly kick away and lift high. Press the top of the right foot into the floor. Kick and lift. And then release. Right hand forward, left leg back. And now, inhale, lift, release, switch, left hand forward, right leg back, arm up, lift from the shoulder, right, left arm, right leg, squeeze the left elbow straight, stay lifted out of that right shoulder. On the inhale, lift, remember if it gets a little more taxing, breathe a little deeper. Listen, reach, and lift. I know it's not easy. This isn't meant to be easy. It's not meant to be comfortable. So if you're uncomfortable, we're all on the right place. Reach, lengthen, and lift, and bring that left arm to the left and your right leg around to the right. Do the best you can. Now, oh, funny faces. No tension in the mouth, jaw, lips. Last chance. Bring it forward. Lift. Release left hand forward, right leg back. Like you're reaching for something. Like it means something. Inhale, lift, and bend the right knee and grab the foot. I don't want you to get reckless about it. I don't want you to get crazy about it or, you know, I want you to stay present. I want you to find your own edge and kick and lift and kick and hold. 5, 4, 3, 2. Release hand forward, leg back. And reach a little further. And try to straighten your left wrist. And inhale, lift and release into child's pose.
run with the wild horses.
And this is elusively some of the most important moments in the class. And it's elusively important because people can identify readily and easily with the idea that if I work hard, I'll get results. You know, you just have to work a little harder to get ahead or study a little more than the next person to get ahead. So we have this culture that identifies effort with results. But in here, you get results through your efforts and equally the capacity to get calm and still in these moments of calm stillness, right? But a lot of people struggle with this portion because they think of it as lazy or doing nothing. No, you're doing several things that you cannot bring into being through your efforts. So soften yourself. Compassion, sensitivity, awareness. Notice whether the lips are just softly pressed or not. Move the jaw a little side to side and make sure that there's no tension here. Right? I came here to release tension, not create it. Not to learn how to tie myself into knots, but how to untie those knots that I've created physically, mentally, emotionally. And then draw the breath in deeply, and you'll feel the lungs fill and the body lift slightly. And then just exhale softly. And go ahead and lay down on your bellies. So walk yourself out in front. Lay down for Superwoman, Superman pose. Arms out in front, legs behind. Create some length, and then one, two, three, inhale, lift. Arms straight. Lift up, Jamie. Lengthen and lift, looks good. Thighs off the floor. Squeeze the elbows straight. Spread the fingers wide. Palms face each other. If you can glance up, right, if you have no issues with the neck, glance up. Body tends to follow the eyes. Inhale, lift, three, up, two, one, release. And get sensitized to your heart beating into the floor. And then arms out in front one more time. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you just to get present to whatever it is you feel passionately about. Someone, something, dog, work, yourself, I don't care what it is. Whatever your truth is about what you can get really passionate about. And I want us to kind of transcend this skeletal muscular system and move into the heart and see that we can infuse this practice from something more than skeletal muscular. Take a nice deep inhale and with eyes closed, lift and imagine and create the experience that you're holding between your two hands that which you feel most passionate about. And lift and lengthen. And don't count and don't complain. And inhale, lift, five, lift, four. Last chance, three, up, two, release. Hands down by the hips. You know, tapping into something more than skeletal muscular is huge. It's how you see those people in the Ironman competitions. The guy that lost a leg that's running this, swimming this, biking this competition, and there's plenty of people whose all their limbs are perfectly well and functioning that don't complete. There's something which resides inside beyond that skeletal muscular system that has the capacity to move things. And gently press away from the floor. Come to the tops of your knees. Separate the knees about 6 inches. Hands on the waist, spread the fingers. On the inhale, lift through the heart. softly press the hips forward, lower middle and upper back, back bending, moving into camel pose. Hips forward. And if you can draw the chin back, go for that and feel the tug down the center line of your body, past the heart, below the navel. Hips forward, thighs forward, chest up. Open that heart space. Last chance, five. Last chance, four. Hips forward, three. Chest open, two. Draw yourself up. Cross the ankles and gently bring the legs through. And then arms up, legs up, palms pressed. And on the inhale, lift and bring your arms up and over to the right. Now look out the right door. And arms up a little bit higher. There you go. That's better. Hold it there, five. Hold it there, four, three, two. Back to center. Inhale, lift, over to your left. Soften the jaw. The lips are gently pressed. Back to center. Separate the hands just wider than the hips. And on the inhale, lift through the heart. Balance on the sit bones. Bring those knees in. Good. And then extend them out. Firm core. Keep it taut. And draw in and lift a little higher. And then extend long. And draw up. Hold it there. Extend long. Now hold. Hold. Lift. Last one. Extend. Right there, Cindy. No more. Right there. Right there. Release. Interlace your fingers behind the head. Bend your knees at 90 degree angles. And then opposite elbow to opposite knee. And we work this core area, bicycle crunch, because it's so foundationally important to all the asanas. You know, it's a solid core helps provide fluid movement. It's where our passions are stored, right in the gut. And so just find the edge, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and both legs straight up, ankles in line with your hips. Interlace your fingers behind the head. Take a nice deep inhale. On the exhale, press your lower back into the floor and lift the shoulders. Point that chin toward the toes. Good. Squeeze and lift, four. Soften the face, three, two. Release the shoulders. Legs stay lifted. Take a nice deep inhale. On the exhale, press that lower back into the floor and lift as best as possible, supporting that lower back. And lifting and squeezing. Lift, five. Lift, four. Squeeze deeply, two. Release the shoulders. Legs stay lifted. Take a nice deep inhale. On the exhale, squeeze and lift with every cell of your body. And we talk about how passion gets stored in the abdomen. Go ahead. Squeeze the passion of it. Five. Lift, four. These last moments of the class, put your whole heart into it. Two, release. Bend the right knee, bring it into the right shoulder. Interlace your fingers over the right knee, draw it into the right shoulder. And then gently take your left hand over the right knee and draw it across the body and glance over that right shoulder. Thank you. And then just draw a nice, simple, even breath in. And then just exhale, release it out. Bring the right knee into the right shoulder, squeeze, release it down, and then do the left side. Left knee into left shoulder, squeeze. Take your right hand over the left knee and draw it across the body. Glance over the left shoulder. Soften the face. Draw a nice, even breath in, and in any way you want, you just release that breath. And then go ahead and bring that left knee into left shoulder, squeeze, release it down. Bring the soles of your feet together. Allow the knees to butterfly open. Wrap your hands over the feet. Draw the heels toward you. The back of your head is gently pressed against the floor and tuck the chin just slightly to pull some of the space out of the spine. And one, two, three, take a deep, deep, deep inhale and hold the breath. And then inhale a little more. And then exhale. Release into happy baby pose. We're going to take one more breath like that. We're going to take a deep breath, and then I'm going to invite you to deepen that breath. So soften the features of your face. And one, two, three, deep, 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 deep. Inhale and hold the breath. Inhale. Exhale. Release into Savasana, please. And get comfortable. And allow the experience that you created for yourself to linger and take root. Right? If you rented a mat from us this afternoon, please hang it up on the bars. It's a donation-based studio. If you're in a position to do so, that's deeply appreciated. And especially during the summer, it's very helpful if you just spread the word. In the winter, things get kind of intimate and crowded in here, but in the summer, things thin out. So it really helps if you just spread the word so we keep the studio going. We complete the class with a quote and with the Tibetan singing bowl. And the quote today really reflects a lot of the intention we have here. It was written by Joseph Campbell in his book called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And it's about we really believe we don't have anything to teach you here. We really believe that we just try to create a space in which you yourself can connect to, you know, your own internal teacher. That it's a safe environment, that you deeply connect to your own breath and your own movement, and as a result, connect to your own internal wisdom. There's nobody here that has anything to really share with you. And his quote, he goes on to write, "In the adventure of the hero, it appears that the perilous journey was a labor not of attainment, but of reattainment. Not discovery, but rediscovery. The godly power sought and dangerously won are revealed to have been within the heart of the hero all the time. The hero is symbolical of that divine creative and redemptive image which is hidden within us all, only waiting to be known and rendered into life."